decision. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. The Texas Department of Public Safety chief criticizing the local police's decision to not immediately engage with the Uvalde school shooter.
Police in Uvalde, Texas, facing more questions. It's over their response to Tuesday's mass shooting at Robb Elementary School that killed 19 children and two teachers. Nearly 20 officers waited in a hallway outside the classrooms for more than 45 minutes during the attack. The state's top law enforcement official calls that delay, quote, the wrong decision. A member of the Border Patrol tactical unit eventually entered the classroom and shot and killed the 18-year-old gunman.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. Texas authorities say they thought the attack had turned into a barricaded suspect situation. President Biden and the First Lady traveling to Uvalde Sunday. At a rally in Casper, Wyoming Saturday, former President Trump saying the U.S. needs to focus on making schools safer.
Before we nation build the rest of the world, we should be building safe schools for our own children, in our own nation, and in our own towns.
Former President Trump rallying in Wyoming to bolster support for GOP congressional candidate Harriet Hageman, who is challenging incumbent Liz Cheney. Vice President Harris speaking at a service in Buffalo, New York Saturday for the oldest victim of the supermarket shooting. Fox's Christina Coleman has more.
Vice President Kamala Harris and her husband attended the funeral service for Ruth Whitfield. They're at Mount Olive Baptist Church along with New York's governor, the mayor of Buffalo, and Whitfield's loved ones to pay tribute to this woman and the life she led. On May 14th, Whitfield visited her husband at a nursing home before stopping at that top supermarket for groceries, and that's when this 86-year-old woman was brutally gunned down.
The FBI says it's investigating the mass shooting as a hate crime and an act of terrorism. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Authorities issuing critical fire condition warnings across the U.S. Southwest this weekend.
As crews in northern New Mexico work to stop the spread of the nation's largest active wildfire, warnings of critical fire conditions blanketed much of the U.S. Southwest for this weekend. The seven-week-old New Mexico fire, the largest in state history, has burned 491 square miles of forests east of Santa Fe since being started in April by two planned burns. And things could get worse. The National Weather Service issued red flag warnings of critical fire conditions for parts of Arizona, Colorado, Kansas, Nevada, New Mexico, Oklahoma, Texas, and Utah. Those conditions are a combination of strong wind, low humidity, and dry vegetation. Sal Giangrasso, Fox News.
An elderly Good Samaritan in California is carjacked while feeding the homeless.
Police say the 81-year-old woman was feeding homeless people home-cooked meals in Redlands, California, when a 24-year-old man wrestled her car keys from her and then took off in her car. Video released by the police show him dragging Nina Steinman, who was hanging onto her car, before she fell to the ground. She was bruised but otherwise unhurt. Cops later spotted the car in a Los Angeles parking lot and arrested Roberto Carlos Sanchez Jr. on carjacking and elder abuse charges. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Police in Phoenix discovering an illegal pile of over 1,300 catalytic converters. KSAZ Fox Phoenix's Justin Lum has the details.
This was the suspect's main hustle, buying and selling used catalytic converters. This suspect had a large inventory of them. a massive pile of catalytic converters. Phoenix police detectives made the discovery Thursday afternoon. The suspect now identified as 48-year-old Shelton Ford. Police recovered more CAT converters in Ford's truck.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.